Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to live toxic free, and that's not being affected by toxic chemicals. I mean, and not that we could like be next to them and not have them cause danger to us, but by understanding how to choose products that don't have toxic chemicals in them, how to do things to help our body better withstand those toxic chemical exposures that we have. And we talk to people who are making products, choosing products, selling products, regulating products, all kinds of everybody who has anything to do with being toxic free on this show. Today we're going to be what's the date today? Today is Tuesday, February 11th. Does that sound right? No, we're on a different week now. Tuesday, February 18th, 2014. My producer is saying the 18th. And I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. And today we're going to be talking about sofas. And sofas have been in the news for quite a while because there's been a lot of talk about fire retardants on sofas. There's some things going on in the state of California about new regulations having to do with fire retardants. And there are some small manufacturers around the country who are making sofas without fire retardants out of natural materials. And so today I'm going to be talking with Amy Robinson. She's the founder and owner of Eco Balanza. That's in Seattle, and they focus exclusively on creating sofas and upholstered furniture made with organic, certified, and natural materials. And Amy set out to search for the perfect organic sofa and achieve that. She's going to tell us about that. So, hi, Amy.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm good. Before we go on, I just want to say that if any of you are listening to this show every day, we did have Amy on a couple of weeks ago, but that show got interrupted by an ice storm. So we're just starting over again as if Amy was not on before, and and this is the show. Okay, Amy, so thank you for being here. And first, tell us about your background. How did you get from being wherever you were before you decided to make sofas, and why did you decide to make a non-toxic sofa, and how did that happen?
I started by having a retail store that offered green home furnishings. And so while doing that, I started researching. I fell in love with sofas because that was one of the things that we carried, but it still wasn't perfect enough. And so it was a combination of researching constantly materials, learning more about what was in the sofas and conventional sofas, and then trying to find a way to create one that was completely as clean as possible, as non-toxic as possible, well-made and beautiful. So I started with, once I started finding the material, really wanted to work with local suppliers and directly with women and small businesses and farms. And so I started working with a woman who was passionate about wool. And in that kind of one thing led to another in terms of continuing to obsess over the materials and where they came from and how clean they were or not. And roughly that, I'm so sorry, I'm a little scattered today.
It's okay.
But yeah. So
well, tell
falling
us
in love with design and the material. Yeah.
Good. Tell us what made you interested in doing it without toxic chemicals in the first place. Why did you open a green store?
Because I did this with a partner and we were looking to be able to offer things that were non-toxic. She was into feng shui. I was into the social justice and fair trade, and the combination of both was being able to offer things for the home that were responsibly sourced and that were clean and that created healthy environments. Since we spend so much time indoors, and especially in some parts of the country, we're inside all the time, we started looking at everything that's in the house and people getting sick. And so anywhere from wet flooring, paint, furniture, everything you have in the house that being there so long and overexposed times, people are getting sick. Everybody's getting sick from just being in that little toxic, and houses are very sealed, so there's very little, especially in certain parts of the country. So no air circulation, no natural light, toxic materials, toxic carpet. It was trying to be able to provide all those, to be able to support people in having solutions or options for creating healthy homes.
Did you have a personal experience about that, or did you know somebody? What made you aware of the issue?
It was mostly research. Mostly research, I would say, and learning about the impact on a lot of other people.
Yeah.
So an example is with leather, that people in, especially in certain parts of the world, people who work doing leather in leather tanneries are exposed to chromium, and there's a high mortality rate in young people because of that, because of cancer, you know, and it's caused by the chemicals they're used to produce leather, to the tanneries. And people not knowing that, yeah, want the cheap leather, for instance, and not knowing that, yeah, there's people dying because of that, because of those chemicals that are in there. With rugs, it's super toxic industry, super chemically intensive, not cleaning the water. So it's polluting, it fumes in the house, there's so many problems with it. And like that, once you start getting into every single thing that's in your house, you start learning that it's just a time bomb. So
it is.
Yeah, it is.
And there's different levels. It's good that you're looking all through. Later on in the show, I want to talk about your work with your supply chain. But for right now, I just want to make note that there's different levels of looking at this. And the easiest part, even, and this isn't even easy, but the easiest part is to just look at what is the exposure of the toxic chemical to the consumer as they're using it. But if you start looking back through what's called the supply chain, then you get to things like, well, are the workers dying because this product is being made, like you were talking about? And that's a lot of research, and I admire highly that you're doing that and looking that deeply at things, because we do need to be considering what are the effects of our actions. It's not just what's the effect on us, but it's the effect on the workers and the environment and everything. That's the ultimate things that we need to be looking at, in terms of if we're to live toxic free, would be to be free of toxic chemicals all the way down the line, to be free of toxic chemicals all throughout the environment and for all people would be the ultimate goal of that.
And Deborah, one thing that is to be noted is more and more we're aware that everything's interconnected. So it's not like you're escaping polluted water, because it still goes up and it still condenses and you still get rain.
The air is connected.
So there's not a boundary or nothing that will keep you from. We can go and dump all the toxic waste in Mexico. That does not mean that it's coming back to us in so many other ways. So it's all connected. And a lot of the green, I know that initially it's what is our first area of influence, of course, our personal life, our families, our homes. And so that's the first reason why I've found that people are concerned about finding non-toxic options. But it is essential to consider all the different aspects, because it does have an impact, whether we like it or not, you know, or whether we care to see it, how close it is.
Yeah, you know? I completely agree. I mean, there is no a way to send the toxic waste. So we do need to be looking at it. We need to take a break. And so when we come back, we'll talk more about sofas with Amy Robinson, founder and owner of Eco Balanza. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Amy Robinson, founder and owner of Eco Balanza, where they focus exclusively on creating sofas and upholstered furniture made with organic, certified, and natural materials. Amy, let's talk about what is toxic about a sofa? And I know that you're constructing sofas all the time. So kind of take us through how a sofa is constructed and different toxic chemicals that are encountered in the materials in a sofa.
Well, one thing that had been done before is that a sofa, so I don't want to make reference to a previous conversation, but for instance, every single component in a sofa had to be certified as passing the fire retardant law. And mm-hmm. so the chemicals were all throughout the sofa.
Right.
So the fabric, batting, the foam, everything had the fire treatment. And on top of it, it's a synthetic, so it's petrochemical as well. So
right.
everything in it is non-biodegradable and potentially toxic.
So. Right. And some of the things, some of the materials that are used, like particularly, I want to mention polyurethane foam, which is extremely mm-hmm. flammable. It's been called solid gasoline. I mean, it's just, mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically 100% crude oil, which is yes. very flammable. And then they put these toxic fire retardants on it in order to pass the fire retardant test. So,
yes.
Also other things that could be used in a sofa could be adhesives, which are toxic. And, but mm-hmm. it basically, I think that the biggest thing is the synthetic materials plus all these toxic fire retardants. And
formaldehyde as well. So
yes. Yeah.
There's a slew of different things and highly concentrated stain-resistant treatments that are also toxic and that they concentrate in the system over time. So
right.
those are particles that decompose and they break down and you're breathing them. And so there's lots of sources of toxicity in the sofa.
If you have a stain-resistant finish or a water-repellent finish on a sofa, that is made from a formaldehyde resin that continues to outgas formaldehyde as mm-hmm. you're sitting on it. As you sit on it, yeah. it actually breaks it down and has it release formaldehyde. So,
yeah.
so this is what people across the country are sitting on and what babies are sitting on and what children are sitting on. And these toxic chemicals can cause a variety of health problems. I mean, it's just amazing how toxic.
Allergies.
Yes.
Neurological problems, there's all kinds of side effects. Yes. But some are directly linked, some are not so directly linked, but it's basically your immune system having to fight all the time.
Yes.
And so people's immune systems get depleted and in conjunction with other lifestyle things, and it can be devastating in some cases.
I know it's hard to talk about this stuff. During the break, my producer wrote, because I have a little chat with the producer, and he said that after his wife read my book, that she tossed out all her plastic cookware and switched to non-toxic cleaning supplies. Because once you start learning where these toxic chemicals are, I mean, it's when I started learning them, I thought, well, I don't want this. Isn't there some alternative? And I started looking for alternatives. So now you've provided an alternative to these toxic sofas.
Can I mention just one thing that I thought about? That it was, we were talking about the supply chain and making sure where things came from and what it, so well, I was talking about that. And so, for instance, there's so much, and I think this is a part that's really overwhelming to people, is that you have to research so much behind any product because there's a lot of greenwashing happening. And so there's a lot of green claims, and you don't know who made it, how they made it, and what's really in it, and how it's coming to you. And it gets touted as green when sometimes it's not. So that can be so daunting for people to even trust what they're reading. And I find that a lot of people do get overwhelmed with that because they're like, yeah, like some customers have said, you know, it's like going down a rabbit hole. You never know where you're going to come out with everything that's out there. So,
I agree. So this is a reason why I have people like you on this show, because there are some manufacturers who know what's in their products. I mean, I've been doing this research for more than 30 years. And what I found is that a lot of people don't even know what their materials are. And you can ask the salesperson, or you can even ask the manufacturer, and they just don't know. But somebody like Amy here has done a tremendous amount of research. And so she knows what is in her product, and she has been very careful all the way down the line. So tell us, we need to go to break pretty soon, but let's start just talking about the individual materials that you use. And let's start with the covers. Like, tell us about the cover fabric.
The fabrics that I choose to work with are, almost all of them are either natural fibers or certified in some way. So there's different types of certification, and it's important to look for fabrics that have some sort of third-party certification that has been that where they test what the residual chemicals in the fabric is are. Because the textile industry is also very, very chemically intensive. Making fabric is really toxic. And so you want to make sure that there's a third-party certification, because that way you know that if there's any chemicals or heavy metals or anything that was used, that it's not at a level that may affect you. The fabrics are very toxic, so you need to make sure of that. Natural fibers breathe. They don't hold odors. There's all these wonderful features about natural fibers. And those also, if they can be dyed with safe dyes, that it can be treated as processed as cleanly as possible, then you have one more level of assurance about the cleanliness or safety of the fabric that you have on. So certifications like Ecotex, SCAL is another. GOTS is a really good certification. It's the Global Organic Textile Standard. What other ones?
Well, you can think
during the break. Those are some of the ones that come to mind.
We have to wait, but you can think about it during the break.
Okay.
We're talking about sofas, natural sofas, organic sofas, with my guest Amy Robinson, founder and owner of EcoBalanza. That's EcoBalanza.com. And I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and we'll be back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Amy Robinson, founder and owner of EcoBalanza, where they make sofas and upholstered furniture with organic, certified, and natural materials. So before the break, Amy, we were talking about certifications for fabrics. You want to give us those names again and tell us something about the certifications?
So there's several. One of the highest ones is Global Organic Textile Standard, and it's the acronym is GOTS, G-O-T-S, and that one looks at the whole cycle, looks at the material, where it came from, how it was, at the water treatment, it looks at the environmental impact, and also the testing for residual chemicals after post-production, so the fabric, to make sure that the fabric is safe to humans. There's the Ecotex certification. That one also, they test for a slew. That one just looks at the end product and tests for residual chemicals. There's SCAL, that also looks at more at the production cycle. But the main ones would be Ecotex and GOTS.
Those are the ones that I've seen most frequently. And one thing that I want to point out is that GOTS does have two certifications. One is for the fabric itself, and the other is for the fiber. Isn't that right? There's two ways that GOTS certifies.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
What I said was, isn't there two ways that GOTS certifies? One is to certify the fiber, and the other is to certify the fabric.
Yeah.
And that the difference is, or if you see, like you could see something that says certified organic cotton, that means that the fiber is certified organic, that you need to look for a certification that says certified organic fabric, and that would be that the whole process is organic, and that there's no other toxic chemicals, that the whole process from beginning to end is organic. So tell us what other materials you use in to make your sofas.
So we also use organic cotton batting and U.S. grown. We buy that directly from the growers in the U.S. And that one is, it's a high, the conventional cotton, it's high use of pesticides, and so those also tend to stain the fiber, so this is avoiding the use of pesticides. And that's another material, and then we also use certified organic cotton as one of the five first covers on the sofa. And that's underneath the final fabric, with the barrier fabric. Also, natural fibers tend to smolder rather than go up in flames. Then, what else do we use? We use Global Organic Latex Standard Certified Latex, Dunlap, no fillers and no FR treatments. So, and that one is kind of the equivalent of the GOTS certification, but for latex.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of natural things around with latex as well, so you need to make sure certifications are the closest way to monitor whether something's really what they say it is. So
yes, so latex, if you see those certifications, then you know that these 30 third-party organizations have checked it out and that those are more trustworthy than if you just see a material that just says wool or, I mean, even though it's a natural fiber. There's a lot of things that could be going into fabrics and batting, and that these certifications tell you that they're as clean as it exists. I mean, those
are
the top line materials. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then we also use FSC certified wood, solid wood. We don't use any particle board or any manufactured wood. So that one also ensures that, you know, you're not contributing to deforestation, that it's to the best of capacity responsibly harvested, and a solid wood frame is going to last forever. So it helps with durability, structure, and also that you're not contributing to deforestation, you know, so crazy logging that's depressing. What else?
I just wanted to mention, make a note about your wool covers, the wool fabric that you use on your covers, because one of the things that's going on right now is that there's a big shift going on in the state of California, where for many years they had a flammability standard that had to do with the foam inside the sofa needed to be able to withstand an open flame test. And now they have a whole different kind of test that's called a smolder test. It's like you put a smoldering cigarette on it, and the cover needs to withstand that smoldering cigarette. And so that totally changes everything. And also, there are some sofas that are being allowed to be sold now, but by January 1st, 2015, coming up, all the sofas sold in the state of California are going to need to meet this standard. Now, wool is very difficult to ignite.
Yes.
And so if there's one natural fiber that's going to pass that test, it's wool.
Yes. And that's what we use also for everything, for the batting inside our sofas.
Yes.
So we use several different types of wool. But we use one particular wool that comes from Germany, certified organic. And so that also has to do with the sheep, with how it's procured, the treatment, that it's not treated. Because sometimes with wool, in order to use different breeds of wool, you denature it. So you kind of straighten out the fibers and then re-crank it chemically so that how wool connects with each other. It's through these, there's a quality in the fiber of the wool that makes it hook, that's why it felt, because these little hooks in the fiber kind of hold on to each other.
Yeah.
And so one way that wool can be, like, to homogenize it, they can chemically treat it to be able to have it felt by re-crinking it chemically. It's this obscure thing that happens. So we use, that's why we use certified organic wool, and we use the German wool because of the for me, with the sofas, it's not only that the materials are quality and clean, but that aesthetically, that the piece is pretty. And
yes,
here we go.
I think that's very important. We need to go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest is Amy Robinson, founder and owner of Eco Balanza. And we'll talk with more with Amy right after this. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Amy Robinson, founder and owner of Eco Balanza. And they focus exclusively on creating sofas and upholstered furniture made with organic, certified, and natural materials. And she's at ecobalanza.com. Amy, let's talk about supply chain. Could you first explain what that is?
It's looking at where everything is coming from that we had talked about earlier. So who is building it, where, or growing it, who's involved in the process of actually getting all the materials to me, you know, what I use in my products and my sofas. And so for me, what has been very, very important over the years has been able to make sure that I work with people that are doing what they say they're doing. And also to work in a way that's as socially responsible as possible. So socially and environmentally. So, like, for instance, with the wool, I started with, I had briefly mentioned it earlier, I started working with local, small, family-owned farms that are connected to they live in the farms, they take care of just a few head of sheep, and I know them, I know what they're doing, I know how they're doing everything, and so then I know how the wool is washed, who washes it, and who cards it, and like that with every single, most of the products that I use, I try to go as far back as I possibly can to know from wherever it's grown or raised to the finished product, to the best of my capacity. I'm small, so I...
Well, you know, it's a wonderful thing. It's here in Florida, where I live, there's not much agriculture or manufacture of anything or artisan production. But when I lived in the San Francisco Bay Area, I lived out in the woods, in the forest, out in Marin County. So there was a lot of agriculture going on. And I remember having the experience of I used to buy my food from what's called a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture. And the actual organic farm, the small organic family-owned farm, was very close to where I lived. It was just up the hill, literally. And I could go there, and I could work in the farm if I wanted to, and I could harvest my own food if I wanted to, or I could get the weekly basket. But I knew the farmer. I knew everybody that was growing anything in my local area. And I remember one day we had a wonderful dinner where we invited all the local growers to come and have dinner. And I was part of the prep staff that was prepping the food to make the dinner. And it was just so great to see here were all our farmers, and we were having a meal with all their food. 100% of the food was the farmer's food. And it was fabulous. Wow. I mean, it was just such a demonstration of feeling connected from farm to table that way. And my bed that I sleep on is 100% wool from Shepherd's Dream. But when I bought it, I lived like, I don't know, 50 miles from Shepherd's Dream and where the wool was grown. And I could go visit the sheep and, know, all those things. And this is, so I know what you're talking about. And it's such a wonderful experience to know that, like, when I'm lying on that bed, I know where the sheep were that grew that wool. And so you end up having this real connection and also knowing what exactly is going on instead of having your products sourced way on the other side of the world where anything could be happening.
You
don't know anything, and you don't know the people, and you don't know what's happening. And so this is just one of the things that's so wonderful about local ingredients and working with local producers. And besides the fact that there's this whole concept of vernacular, of having design come out of a local place, out of the materials of the local place. And I just love that, that also, that whole idea. So I think you're doing great things about the how conscious you are with every aspect of these materials. And this is something that really needs to be applied to every kind of product.
Yeah. We'd have a whole different world if we all attempted to start doing things that way, you know? So.
Yes, I totally agree. So, Amy, we have about 5 minutes left of the show, so I want to make sure if there's anything else that we haven't talked about that you want to talk about, that we get that covered.
Well, no, we were talking about the materials that in the sofa, and so one of that we were talking about the wool, and so the part, the social aspect, the environmental aspect, there's all these, I would say, like, just to your listeners, to pay attention to that, to look, ask those questions. And I believe that the more that people start asking, it starts creating a need and it starts pushing the world in a direction. So ask questions about everything. Stay curious. Because it's important. It's important to be informed. It can be a daunting, but it's also fascinating to learn, like, where things come from, how they're done, how we can do something different and better, you know? And also that sometimes it's not so cheap, you know, because it's expensive to do things this way, but it's looking more long-term. So it's changing that mentality from immediate, and I want it now, to long term, and I think about the things, I plan them, and when I get them, whether it's food, whatever it is, that it's a long term thing, that it's a lifestyle. If I buy clothing, if I buy whatever, that it's not something that I'm just to switch it the next 2 weeks, but this is something that I'll keep for a while, like heirloom. You know, you plan, you save,
really,
and you keep a new value.
Yeah. I have a sofa that I made before, way before anybody was making natural fiber sofas online. And I had it, I designed it myself, and I had it upholstered and everything. And I remade it out of an old wood frame. And I don't even know how old it is. It's at least 15 years old. It might be 20 years old, but it looks like a new sofa still. And, you know, you can, all I have to do is drive down the street and see all these synthetic sofas with their ripped covers and the stuffing coming out, and people who put them on the side of the street for the garbage to take them away. This is not what we're talking about with this kind of sofa. That you buy this sofa and you buy it once. That's the sofa for the rest of your life. And then you pass it down to your children. And so by the time you look at the cost versus the life, it's really a bargain.
I concur.
Well, thank you so much, Amy, for being with me. I'm glad that we got to finish the show this time and that there wasn't an ice storm.
I know. Third time's a charm, like you were saying.
Okay, so you can go visit Amy at ecobalanza.com. And you can also go to, I invite you to go visit my website, you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, and that will take you to my website. But I have much more than this radio show. I have all kinds of different departments on my website, including Deborah's List, where you can go find hundreds of websites like Amy's that are selling toxic-free products. There's also, I have a huge question and answer blog where if you have a question about how to live toxic-free, you can ask your question and I will answer it for free. And also my readers will answer with their information. And I have like something like 3,000 questions on there already. So I've got a great search engine. I've got a blog devoted to 100% of everything on this blog is about how you remove toxic chemicals from your body, what kind of nutrition you can use, what kind of detox products to use, even things like what foods will remove toxic chemicals from your body, what you can use to support your detox organs. All that kind of information is there. I've got a bookstore that has all kinds of books about what's toxic and what's not. I've even got a food blog, because we talk on there about how to prepare organic, whole, real, natural, local, seasonal foods and what to store them in and what to cook them in so that you can have toxic-free food. So I've been doing this for over 30 years. I've got lots of things figured out and lots of information on my website. And of course, we are here talking to people about this subject every day. You can also, if you have a question that you want to ask me personally, you can call me up and ask me that question. I do paid consultations on the phone. I even go out to people's homes or businesses and look around and tell you what's toxic and what you can do to make your home or workspace less toxic. I can come and speak to your group. I can come and speak to your business. I can help you develop new products. Let's see, what else can I do? But go to my website. It's DeborahLynnDadd.com, or you can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and get lots and lots of information. While you're there, you can even sign up for my free newsletter. Just right on the homepage, you can sign up for my free newsletters, and you will get to read the first chapter of my book, Toxic Free, for free. When you get the welcome email, it'll have a link to the first chapter of my book. Thanks for being with me. We'll be back tomorrow.